Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is one of the smartest guys I know, especially when it comes to being a better CEO of your business, especially when it comes to CEO tools and tasks and jobs that you have to perform, especially in the area of capitalizing your business and keeping it financially strong and using some foresight into what's coming at us from the future. To prepare ourselves. That's what CEOs do, and Sam's the best at that. He's our good friend, Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be back, Jim. One of the things that I've noticed that CEOs good CEOs have a particular talent for doing is looking around the corner.
That's right.
Seeing it coming.
That's right.
The last thing you want to do is get caught by surprise.
And that's what happened. And you only do that. You can only do that. If you get yourself out of the trenches, get up into at least some elevation of an orbit above your business so that you can see over the walls and around the corners, right?
That's right. And it's everything in your environment, from your customers, your suppliers, and the economy in general. A lot of people in our small businesses think, well, you know, the economy doesn't maybe affect me so much. Well, it really does. It affects how you finance
your
business.
And we've never been more connected to the global economy than we are now. But we don't have to go globally to talk about some of the issues, Sam, that I'm concerned about these days, and I know you are too, and that's the national debt. We now have folks that there's a ratio that people that experts talk about national debt of different countries. Whether it's 0.5 to 1 debt to production, or 1 to 1, they owe as much money as they produce, or 2 to 1 where they owe double what they produce. The United States has just crossed over that parity, hasn't it? We've just now gone to over where we owe more than we're producing.
During this year, our total economy, all the goods and services produced in our economy is about $17 trillion. Guess what the debt is? $17 trillion, and it passed just this year. And it kind of passed without people. Some of us kind of look at it and go, "Man, that seems like kind of high."
It didn't pass on this show because I've been reporting on it for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, good. Well, we've all been concerned, but there comes a tipping point. And we all kind of look and go, well, how far can this go? And I'm not saying that we have passed the tipping point absolutely, but I think it's good time.
We're in dangerous waters. Sam, tell a small business owner listening right now what the national debt getting out of hand has to do with us out here on Main Street.
Exactly. Well, we know that. If the debt, which is growing at twice as fast as the economy, let's say 6% plus, and the economy is growing, let's say 3%, that we know is unsustainable, and we know it's got to come to an end. And the question
all we got to do is look around at our own businesses. Our own businesses can't sustain that.
Yeah, by definition, anything that's not sustainable has to come to an end.
That's
the question
right.
is when and how. And so we as business people have to be concerned about this in a couple of ways. First of all, as this debt grows and it becomes a greater and greater concern, the likelihood is that people will lose faith in the value of our currency.
Right.
And the value of our currency will go down, and that means inflation. And what does that mean to our business? When inflation goes up, interest rates go up.
Mm-hmm.
And when interest rates go up, that's for those of our businesses that are in debt, it's a rising cost.
Right.
And further, when we reach that tipping point and people go, OMG, I can't, this can't go on and it's got to stop. There could be some tumult in markets and the economy.
Generally. We're all connected to the global economy and the U.S. national debt and deficit spending are all things that affect geopolitics and economies around the world, and all that winds up back on Main Street eventually. And folks, by the way, the debt is growing at about 7% a year. Our economy, as of this year, is growing less than 2% a year, and we're not even sure it's growing that much. So it's not 50% of what it should be. It's about a third, about two-thirds more than it should be, I should say, the national debt. We come back. We're going to talk about...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.